You might be surprised to know that the United States is the largest grower and exporter of soybeans. Now, soybeans aren't just a major part of the global diet. They're also used in everything from household cleaners to crayons. Soybeans are a huge industry here, but that industry faces a threat. A plant fungus known as Asian soybean rust has cost overseas soy producers billions of dollars. Now, the disease is cropping up in the United States. Correspondent Jennifer Strong reports.
About 73 million acres of soybeans are planted in the U.S., enough to cover the entire state of Arizona. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, values the soy crop at roughly $18 billion a year. That's more than wheat, and second in value only to corn. This year, farmers are anxious about a plant fungus commonly called Asian soybean rust. It's so destructive, the Department of Homeland Security took steps to prevent terrorists from using crop dusting planes to spread it. Carol Holko oversees plant protection at Maryland's Department of Agriculture.
Soybean rust is a pathogen. It can be devastating, 80% losses of soybean crops. Ultimately, will kill the plant, and it's not something we've had to deal with here before.
The disease first appeared in Japan more than 100 years ago. It seemed to be confined to Asia and Australia until the 1990s, when it surfaced in several African countries. Then, in 2001, it was spotted in South America. Still, the fungus didn't draw much attention until last year, when it wreaked havoc in Brazil, the world's second-largest producer of soybeans.
The disease is so speed, the contamination from one plant to the other, you cannot imagine.
Roberto Rodriguez is Brazil's Minister of Agriculture.
Somebody told me that two brothers that were farming in Paraná State with the crop in a very good situation and decided to have 10 days of vacations and then came back 10 days later, no more soybean.
Last year, losses from soybean rust cost Brazil $2 billion U.S. dollars. Last fall, the airborne fungus rode into North America on the winds of a severe hurricane season and showed up on plants in Florida. It's now thought to be working its way across several southern states. On a University of Maryland research farm outside of Washington, Kevin Conover plants a patch of soybeans that the USDA calls a sentinel plot.
I'm checking to see how, there they are, see how deep the soybean seeds are. They're about an inch and a half deep, and that's where we want to plant them.
Sentinel plots are planted a few weeks ahead of the main crop to help detect the arrival of soybean rust. There are plots like this one in 35 states and Puerto Rico.
We'll go ahead and plant halfway across here with this variety, and then in a few days we'll come back and we'll plant another variety further over that's a longer season bean. So we need to have green plants here all summer long and into the fall so they can check and see when the rust arrives.
Whenever it arrives, Maryland and many other states have received emergency approval from the Environmental Protection Agency to use special fungicides for soybean rust. But spraying is not an exact science, and it's expensive. Many farmers can't afford to spray more than once or twice and still make a profit. Yet Conover says thanks to Brazil's experience, soybean farmers here at least know what to expect, including what to spray on the plants and when to begin spraying it.
I guess fortunately for us, they were kind of the guinea pigs down there, and they've learned a lot, and we know what they've learned, so I don't think it quite be as bad here.
Soybeans are typically planted in the U.S. between mid-May and mid-June. Since soybean rust shows up on mature plants, it will be at least several weeks before farmers know for certain just where and how far the disease has spread. For The World, I'm Jennifer Strong in Washington.